Let's pick up Cecil. He's got a question about white blood cell count. Are you there, Cecil?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm calling for my mom.
Okay.
She just had a test done, and her white blood cells came out slightly higher.
Okay.
And she also has her cholesterol's high, and the doctor told her that there's something wrong with her liver.
Okay.
That's what came out in the test. But then she has other things, like she's had this rash on her face for like many years, like over 30 maybe.
How old is she?
She's 63 years old.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure about the nature of the rash on her face, but often when we have a rash from age 30, that it links back to dental work or an infected tooth or root canal, something that happened in the face, head, or neck. And I don't know how many people I've seen that have had ongoing ear infections of many, many years. And this can also be reflexed or manifest by seeing a rash on the face. So there's too many variables there to know, but cholesterol being slightly elevated, this would be gallbladder. The white cell being slightly elevated means the body's fighting something, okay? And since it's just slightly elevated, I would suspect, especially with her age, that we have a dead tooth or a problem with a leaking crown or something, so that there's immune load from the teeth, okay?
Okay, her white blood cells are slightly high, but her cholesterol, is high.
Well, high would be gallbladder, and so I'll show you how to take care of that, and that would help the liver as well.
Okay.
Because the gallbladder, when it's not working, forces the bile, which is a vehicle for detoxification for the liver. It pumps those poisons back into the liver. Okay? So to deal with that, you'd get her on something called gallbladder nano detox. How much does she weigh?
130 pounds.
Okay. And so we'd want about 2 teaspoons per day of gallbladder nano detox, and we're going to want to use that for about 16 weeks. After 3 weeks, we're going to want to start coffee enemas. Okay? And we'd like 2 coffee enemas per week. And that would be for 13 weeks. Okay? Now, about 95% of the time, that's all it takes. She's a little bit older. It might take more. But, boy, does that work. And that should also detox the liver. Now, to further help the liver, you could get some Max Stress B. Because this guy will upregulate phase 1, phase 2 liver detox. And I'd use maybe about 1 teaspoon per day. And that could, of course, be mixed with the gallbladder nano. And you want to sip that. You don't want to swig it down. Okay? And ultimately, we ought to get her to a QRA person to find out why is the white cell count high? Where is the problem? Is there an immune issue at the teeth, the bowel? Where the heck is the immune issue? So we don't know from what you're telling me, but the most likely is the teeth.
Okay.
So if you call the order line, they can get you the name. I don't know where Longdale, California. Is that Northern California?
No, I'm actually right next to Torrance.
Oh, well, then you have the best resource possible. You have the Torrance Clinic there, and she could be brought in and just check her teeth or just do 1 or 2 simple things. You could see Rachel herself there. You have the phone number for the clinic?
No, I don't.
310-320-1132. So they can do something simple, or they can go head-to-toe with Dr. Medici or Dr. Doug Wiley. So you have great experience and depth there, so you're not going to stump the band there. Okay?
Okay, the other thing, right now, because she went to the doctor and they're injecting her vitamin B12.
Yeah, that may be slightly helpful, but almost for sure there are many other issues at the liver as a result of the gallbladder being congested and the cholesterol going up high.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got to get on these things, and B12 isn't going to solve that problem.
Okay, the other thing, she has slight nail fungus on one of her toes from her feet.
Okay.
Is there anything for that?
That's a very tough one, and I'll tell you why. The toenail fungus is usually the result of deformity of the foot. In other words, at her age, she's probably lost bone, the arch is collapsing, or there's an injury at the low back, and it has shifted the weight distribution on the foot. And by doing it, it has impaired the normal blood flow to the toes. And by doing that, fungus, which is always there, opportunistically begins to overrun the toe. American medicine is hell-bent on putting something on the toe. Let me spare you having done this for 30-something years. 99% of the time, that's not going to work. Then they're going to want to use a powerful antifungal medication. Well, that will clear it up often. However, what a mess, because it's an antibiotic-like substance, and it will disrupt the normal ecology of the gut. So you'll have okay toes, and you may be very sick from something else. So those answers are not the answers. I would say getting a foot arch, like one of these walk fits, might be helpful. But the most important single thing you'll do, Cecil, is to get your mom to get her bone metabolism back to track, and then begin a little bit of exercise and recover the normal strength, power, and arch of the feet and low back. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, buddy.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye now.